January 28, 1934. Fraternal bonding between the Supreme Being and the creature on earth. Fraternal bonding in the glory. Power over Jesus himself. How one who lives in the divine will acquires the unitive, communicative and diffusive force. I was doing my round in the divine fiat, and my poor mind paused now at one point of its divine acts, now at another, to watch in some the beauty, in some the power, in others the interminability, and so forth, of the creative divine will. It seemed to me that all the supreme qualities were exposed in the whole creation, to love the creatures, to make themselves known, establish a fraternal bond with them and take them as though on their lap, to carry them into the womb of the Creator, from which everything had come out. So, all the acts of the divine will are mighty aids, revealers, and for those who let themselves be dominated by them, they make themselves the bearers of the souls to the celestial fatherland. So, I arrived at pausing when the divine fiat did the solemn acts of the creation of man, and my beloved Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, let us pause together to look at with what mastery, sumptuousness, nobility, power and beauty man was created. All of our divine qualities pour themselves upon man. Each of them wanted to show off and pour itself, more than thick rain, over he with whom they wanted to establish a fraternal bond. All of them set to work, our light poured itself upon him to form its brother in light. Goodness poured itself to form its brother, all goodness. Love poured itself to fill him with love and form its brother, all love. Power, our wisdom, beauty, justice, poured themselves upon him to form their brother, powerful, wise, just, and of an enchanting beauty. And our Supreme Being rejoiced in seeing our divine qualities, all at work, to fraternally bind themselves with man, as well as our will which, taking life in man, kept the order of our same divine qualities, to make him as graceful and beautiful as possible. So, our occupation was man, our gaze was fixed upon him, to make ourselves imitated, copied, and to bind him in a fraternal bond with us. And this, not only in creating him, but during the whole course of his life, our qualities exhibited themselves to the continuous work of maintaining the fraternal bond with whom they loved so much. And after having established this fraternal bond on earth, they would prepare the great feast of the fraternal bonding to glory in the celestial fatherland, fraternal bonding of joy, of beatitude, of perennial happiness. This is why I love him so much, because he was created by us, therefore he is fully our own. I love him because our divine being constantly runs upon him and pours itself over him, more than a mighty torrent, to leave something of our own, and then resume the new races, to always give. So, it is because he possesses something of my own, this is why I love myself in him. I love him because he is destined to populate heaven and to be my brother in glory, as we will glorify each other. I will be his glory as life, and he will be my glory as the work of mine. Here then, the reason why I love so much for the creature to do and live in my will, because with it my divine qualities find their place of honor and can maintain the fraternal bonding with the creature. Without it they find no place, nor do they know where to put themselves. The fraternal bond is broken, and my life remains suffocated. My daughter, what a gloomy change when the creature withdraws from my will. I no longer find my image, nor my life growing in her. My qualities feel ashamed to remain bound as brothers and sisters with her, because the human will, disunited from the divine, has made everything upset and sluggish. Therefore, take to heart never to get out of my will. With it you will be fraternally bound with everything that is holy, you will be the sister of all our works, and will hold in your power your Jesus himself. After this, I continued my acts in the divine volition, and my sovereign Jesus added, "My daughter, everything that is done in my will remains identified with it, acquiring the unitive, communicative and diffusive force. And since our divine acts extend to all, not one creature is put aside, So, one who operates in our will, together with our act extends to all, wants to do good to all, and remains honored and glorified in having been the universal bearer of good to everything and to everyone. And I, my love, yet one cannot see in the creatures the fruit of so great a universal good. Oh! If all were to receive it, how many transformations would occur in the low world? And Jesus replied, this means that they do not receive it with love, and their hearts are like sterile earth, with no generative seed to which our light could bring fecundity. It happens as to the sun which, though it illuminates and warms all the lands, yet, if it does not find the seed in order to fecundate it, cannot communicate its generative and productive virtue. And even though with its light and heat it has molded that land, it has received no good, what it was, so it has remained, in its sterility. But in spite of this the sun was left honored and glorified, having given its light. No one was able to escape it, and it remains triumphant for the mere fact that it gave its light in a universal way to all and over everything. Such are our works, our acts. Their mere possessing the extendable virtue of being able to give themselves in a universal way to all, and of doing good to all, is the greatest honor, it is the greatest glory for us. There is no greater honor, no greater glory, than being able to say, I am the bearer of good to all. In my act I hold everyone in my power, I embrace all and I possess the virtue of generating good over everything. And since my ideal is the creature, this is why I call her in my will, so that, together with it, she may become extendable to all, and may know with how much love and in what manner my will operates. Fiat.